Rogers Boondock Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And I guess one of the things I wanted to talk about, Mason, and tell our audience, Kim, is that we have a special podcast next Tuesday that we're released at 8 p.m. on Tuesday night, September 22nd, which is going to be a podcast, which will be Josh Flath from 4 of the 22, which is dedicated to stopping suicides, which is 22 a day for military veterans.
He's that one who goes on the paddle boards.
Yep. And he brought in a guy by the name of Aaron Lugo, and we recorded about 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Aaron went through his whole story, three attempts at suicide in water as he tried to drown himself, and then found solace in water on a paddle board as comfort and through the things that he saw and were exposed to. And you sent it out Texas during my show?
Sorry, bro.
Okay, no. All right. Well, you have been a one-man wrecking crew today. And then he comes all right, where was I? Because you totally...
You was probably should be starting over because you're talking about a serious subject.
Yeah, and then you interrupt me by sending texts out to people.
Sorry, I had some fans that were asking me questions about some merchandise, and I was trying to answer them. Yeah.
You both can learn something about the mode on your phones that turn the noise off.
Yeah, we have that. My ding's been out in another room. His... Little Dinger is
that's
right there.
That's a Chuck Berry song. I used to listen to that. We used to giggle on back at school and stuff. Listening
My Ding-a-ling?
Yeah. Can we play that song, Rob Dog?
I don't think so. I don't do the oldies.
This here song, it ain't so bad. The cutest little song you ever had. That's a good one. I like that one.
My Ding-a-ling. Oh, there you go. Oh, man. I wish I would have had that little that gun that you saw the other day, that gun with the funny head on
Rob
the end.
Dog, you shouldn't be talking about that.
No? Okay, well, we won't. I'm going to unveil that at some other point later, especially probably we do it a webcast because you have to see this gun. This gun is a pretty cool gun. It's a gun that's it's got a hand stock on it, and then the other end of it is made out of a body part, and it's quite interesting. And
what body part?
I'm not telling because we're going to someday when we finally get the webcast and we have video going at the same time, we'll...
You don't got the video going now?
Yeah. But you got to be real careful with this one because it goes off real easy.
That was awkward silence, folks.
So, yeah, without much more being said about that, but regardless, the podcast that we're going to do, Aaron Lugo comes in and he bears his soul. He tells us everything about his experiences and some of his experiences in Iraq and the issues that he had when he came home. And I hope that those will go out there and subscribe to the podcast because then at 8 p.m. on September 2nd, they will get a notification to their phone
that it's
been released.
No. What's that date?
September 22nd.
Oh, I heard you say September 2nd. That's already passed.
Yeah, September 22nd. Did you hear 2nd?
September 22nd.
Okay.
It will be released.
Okay. That's good. You heard it. It's just his ears. Okay.
And they should probably know that the podcast is the Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show, and Bird is with a Y. Or you can type in my radio show, all one word.
Yeah. Anywhere you do the podcast.
And then
thing.
You subscribe, and then you get that notification.
Yeah. And I'm actually in the process of trying to develop one that will be just kind of like that. That will be a weekly podcast. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it, but we're out in the moment looking for some sponsors of the show. So if you're out there and you want to be a part of something, that kind of a show that contributes to veterans, their mental health, it's going to be a lot of veteran stories and organizations that are helping veterans is what we want to do. And we've got a lot of veterans here that would make a great show. It's a national subject matter done locally, and I think that it would have a lot of appeal for a lot of people. And so we're trying to make all that happen. If there's anybody out there that wants to be a sponsor of the show, it's not as much as you may think. I'm not going to throw those numbers out now, but of course, Mason, how can they contact me?
Well, you can give him a call at 269-872-3049 or send Rhyme Dog a message at moondogpro1, that's the number one, at yahoo.com.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to do, you know, if I had my druthers, I'd like to develop three other ones past that. I mean, the show is podcasted, but it's a radio show, and then we just podcast.
You have a whole podcasting network going. A
podcast network. Because I think it would be great to do one that would be music. A music podcast, local music, you know, West Michigan type of stuff. And then maybe that can grow out a little
further. They're having a jazz fest this weekend. We should have probably mentioned that.
Probably. Who's having a jazz fest?
It's online. It's the South Haven Jazz Fest, and it's online.
Okay. All right. Well, and then, of course, you know, anything with photography and video and any of that is certainly a subject, a suitable subject matter for a podcast. Although, I mean, it's sometimes hard to show and teach people, but it's not hard to tell stories about photography and some
Speaking
of the things
of
people
which,
go through.
Maybe Kim has a photography story we could listen to.
And that is exactly where I was going. Thank you for picking that up for me, Mason.
Wow, a photography story.
There's got to be something.
Hey, Rob Dog, hit record because you might be able to use this on that new photography podcast you're talking
that's
about.
That's right. This will be maybe this is the new trailer material.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Make it good there, Kim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't let us down.
I know something I didn't cover last time. One of the things that I do, I photograph for Big B Coffee. I travel the world internationally photographing the
beans.
I do photograph beans.
Do you do bean photography?
She probably takes pictures of her cups and
Frank
stuff.
Frank and beans.
I do not do that part. I cover the photojournalism stories of the farmers in the field, workers. They're mostly in third world undeveloped countries.
Okay.
We just were in Nicaragua in January. And that's one of the things that I'm not trying to plug Big B Coffee, but hey, they
do they give you free coffee? You know,
I have many perks.
Actually, you know, to tell you the honest truth. Now
I traveled the world.
Now I know why I have you on the show, because I need a Big B sponsor. And free coffee would be great. Just coffee. Give me my coffee.
I'll make a phone call. By the door, waiting for a score. I'm so tired of
it. The same old shit. Hi, I'm Dale Robbie, and I'd like to take the opportunity to invite you to listen to the Dale Robbie Band. Join guitar virtuoso James Schneider, harmonica legend Danny Donuts, harmonica newcomer Mason Dixon and With the Spoons and Washboard, and Kevin Turner from Trixie Tang. All vocals, drums, percussion, and keyboards by me, Dale Robbie. Every song is written by my good friend Rob Bird. The black crow flies away. Recorded and mastered by Rob at the Country Paradise Studios, the debut album The Black Crow Flies Away has a little of everything. Flying towards the dream we share, screeching echoes in the air. Country, blues, rock and roll, an Americana tradition all wrapped into one album. In my life I made fun of a million country songs, but now I'll take time to write one for you. The Crossroads of Tomorrow takes a look at the darker side of the world and is a bit heavier than The Black Crow Flies Away. The Crossroads of Tomorrow, looking back at yesterday, a search for a new future. Stream both of these and any new music put out by the Dale Robbie Band on Spotify or anywhere else you like to stream music. I wrote three songs before noon today. It's something I do when I'm alone. If you are so inclined to purchase one of these albums or both, a great place to find them is on Amazon Music or iTunes. A purchase goes a long way in defeating an almost starving musician. Feel free to put on Spotify and hit repeat. Sends me pennies to my account. From me, Dale Robbie, and the rest of the band, check out the Dale Robbie Band and have an awesome life and make music every day. Since I've seen